Oh, the annual auto show kicks off in Detroit this week, and never have Americans been more invested in the products there. Literally. Invested. Last year, the government spent more than $60 billion in tax money to keep General Motors and Chrysler alive. This week, we'll get to see where the companies have put some of that money. Frank Langfitt covers the car business for NPR News, and he's going to the show's press preview this morning in Detroit. Frank, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
What are you expecting to see?
Well, you know, this is the post-bankruptcy auto show, and what these companies need to do is kind of persuade consumers to come back into the showrooms, take a look at their vehicles, and also really work on their image. I mean, it was a terrible year last year for the car business, and they really have to improve it. Now, looking at GM, they have to convince people that they've really got good product to come back to. As you know, many years ago, they had a lot of quality problems. They lost a lot of customers. Chrysler sort of has to convince people they can really survive. I mean, they had the toughest year of all. And Ford, interestingly enough, is kind of seeming to try to separate itself from these other two. You know, Ford didn't go bankrupt, didn't take federal bailout money. And I was talking to an executive last week who said, you know, to some degree, they don't think of themselves as much as part of the Detroit Three anymore. They think of themselves as a different group of three, and that includes Honda and Toyota.
No, oh, they're the Detroit One, I suppose, or something to that effect.
Now, you
mentioned General Motors. What are they going to actually put on the showroom floor, so to speak?
Well, one of the ones, I saw this car last year, and I want to take another look at it. It's the Cruze. It's a compact car, could get up to maybe 40 miles to the gallon, and really, I think, important for the company financially. It's going to compete against the Honda Civic and the Toyota Corolla. And this is a segment, as they say, in the car business where you can sell a lot of units and where traditionally GM just gets clobbered. So with all of this federal investment that we've all made to this company, if GM's going to be profitable, the Cruze really has to be a success. So watch for that sometime later this year as it come out, see what the reviews are, and see what the sales are like.
So the Chevy Cruze is critical for General Motors, and then there's Chrysler. Now, they've done some big showy things at this auto show in the past. They sent a herd of steer onto the floor, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, that was actually outside. That would have really messed up the floor. But it was outside of the Cobo Center, but it caught a lot of people's attention.
Okay, but what are they going to do this year? I mean, what other animals are they going to put on display, if any?
Actually, you're not going to see any animals.
Oh,
you're not going to see much of anything. Well, this is a real down, back-to-business show. This is a company that's really strapped for cash. It has the worst sales of the three Detroit companies. There are no big launches of new products that we're going to see. And frankly, there's a lot of skepticism around Michigan about the future of the company. Last year when I was interviewing people, there were a lot of analysts who felt that it couldn't compete in the global marketplace and that it actually should be wound down. Now today, Sergio Marchionne, he's the CEO of Fiat. He's now really runs Chrysler. He's going to be out on the floor today talking to reporters, trying to convince us and convince the people listening around the country that he can turn this company around. He did it with Fiat in Europe, and he's going to try to convince us that with Fiat technology, he can build small, affordable cars that people want to drive.
Frank Langfitt's line is breaking up just a little bit, but we can hear you for a few more seconds, I think, Frank. I suppose it's no surprise that a number of congressional leaders, including Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker, are going to be in Detroit. Why would they not go check on their investment, I suppose, or our investment?
Well, exactly right. They are going to check on it. They're going to be looking at fuel-efficient technology that the government is actually creating loans for. And they want to see if these companies are no longer going to be making gas guzzlers as they did in the past and kind of becoming greener.
Frank, thanks very much.
Happy to do it, Steve.
NPR's Frank Langfitt is about to attend the press preview for the Detroit Auto Show today, and we'll have more throughout the day. It's Morning Edition from NPR News.